Okay, this is a short shir, Rabbi Yisai. We're up to Simon Shin Yud Ches Seif Beis. We learned yesterday the difference between Ashoichet B'Shabbos L'Choyle. If a person shechts for Choyle, then also people who are well can benefit from the Shechita. As opposed to if one cooks for Choyle, then only the ill person can benefit from it, and the well people cannot benefit from it. The reason being, exactly, because you can only shecht the whole animal, and therefore they're going to be automatically going to be spares for others, and they can benefit from it. When it comes to cooking, you can cook as much as you need, and to be marba b'shvilo, to increase you can try to measure correctly the increased amount. There's no heter for that. Now continues the Gemara, and he mentions the following. I mean, see, base page 266. Philip b'shel haliday in Yehudi also b'shabbos. Now he goes off a little bit off the. He goes now into a slight different topic, which was actually mentioned yesterday, and that is what happens if a goy cooked for the yid. So now he says that you should know we learned in other areas of halacha. This is not relating to Ma'ase Shabbos directly, but we learned elsewhere. Tafilu bishel alidei niyudi also b'Shabbos. What happens if a goy cooked for What happens if a goy cooked for choyle on Shabbos? Can others benefit from it, yes or no? Says the Rama, a goy cooked. So it's true that the choyle is allowed to have benefit from this cooked item, but here again, he should have measured it right. And there was no permission to cook more. Therefore, the well people, the Briim, are not allowed to have benefit from that. So that's what the Rama means. Vafilu bishel alidei in Yehudi, even therefore according to this rationale, even if a goy cooked for yid was a choyle, the well people around him are not allowed to benefit from it. Also b'Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah says the following words. Tzivkot Yudalet. Also b'Shabbos lebori, to a well person learns from menu to benefit from it. Avol b'moitzoi Shabbos mutem yad, but on Motzei Shabbos the brim, the well people, are allowed to benefit from it. So that's with regards to cooking done by a goy for bori. Vim kotzatz peiras min hamechub lechoyle b'Shabbos. Now the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama speaks about the following case. What happens if a person was kotzatz peiros min hamechuba lechoyle b'Shabbos? What is the halacha if somebody cut fruit and detached fruit for a ill person on Shabbos? So what happens is that ill person needed a few apples. He needed desperately apples. He needed apples. He was really seriously unwell and he needed apples. Now somebody started cutting apples for this ill person. Question is, what happens if he cut, the person only ate half the apple? The choli only ate half the apple. Is now a well person allowed to benefit from the other half of the apple? Same question also if he cut a few apples. Pardon? It was a choli. It was a permitted act because it was a seriously unwell person. Well, is there heter for the bori to benefit from it?
Surely he might consciously or unconsciously pick more apples if he knew other people could eat them as well.
Says the Rama. Says the Rama. If he cuts out, if a person cut fruit, mina mechuba, and he made from mechuba from an attached area. So in other words, he detached and he cut fruit. Lechoyle for choyle b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Afilo oyo choyle miboid yoim. Even if the ill person was ill already from before Shabbos, also lebori b'Shabbos, a well person is not allowed to benefit from it. Why? That's a very interesting reason. Mishum shegodail v'hoylech b'Shabbos, because it grows more, and it ripens and it matures more over Shabbos. V'yesh mishum muktzah. Says the Rama that In reality, let's step back a little bit. We differentiated yesterday between cooking and shechting with regards to the bori and benefiting from it. And what did we say? That when it comes to shechita b'Shabbos, then the briim, the well people, they cannot benefit from it. When it came to bishul, we said can't. So what would you say would be the halacha with regards to cutting? Same as shechita, because you can only cut as much as you need. You can only cut a full apple. You can't cut. You can't detach half. So therefore, it should be. The Ramah ever says that it's also, and for a very unexpected reason. And he says, "Mishum shegodel va'olech b'Shabbos v'yesh mishum mukza," because it still grows and it ripens and it matures over Shabbos. The apple is still attached, and therefore it's something which is mukza as Shabbos comes in. And we know that if something is mukza, a fruit is mukza, and therefore if I detach it, if I cut it off on Shabbos, it remains mukza. As we know, the rule is that if something is muktzah when Shabbos comes in, it remains muktzah the entire Shabbos. So the fact that you cut it off in the middle of Shabbos, it may have been behetah. There was a chole there. It may have been behetah. But it doesn't take away the fact that it's muktzah. So, with regards to the chole, he's allowed to have it because it's chole. But others, it's muktzah. It's a very good question. Why is the animal not considered chole? But you don't why is he not? The Mishnah Berurah asked you a question. Let's finish off because that Mishnah Berurah asked early. Let's just finish off this. So, the with regards to the apple, it's mukta because it still grows. Mishnah Berurah says cotton tezayin. Mishnah Berurah says cotton tezvav asked the question. He says, what would be the halacha if that's the case? If you designate it before Shabbos, because we know that if you designate, if it's muchon before Shabbos, what would you say? If you're designating the apple before Shabbos, I'm going to cut, this fellow is really seriously unwell, I'm going to give him this pear and that pear and this apple, I'm going to cut it off. So maybe, and then you're going to cut it off on Shabbos. So would you still argue that it's mukta or not?
But surely he's doing something that's also on Shabbos. If he knows that he's going to use that apple before Shabbos, on Shabbos, he can cut it off before Shabbos.
And you said he could have cut it before Shabbos.
He could have cut it before Shabbos, so he shouldn't be designating it to be cut on Shabbos.
Okay, for whatever reason, he had no access to it, it wasn't fully ripe yet, or there was a reason why he didn't cut it before Shabbos. It wasn't fully ripe, but it wasn't quite right. And quite ripe, let's say. So the Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah paskens that even if you knew before Shabbos you want to cut it, also nevertheless it's also. He brings there's a rule that you cannot prepare something which is still growing before Shabbos. You're going to be, it's still going to be mukta. Therefore, if you cut it on Shabbos, it's still. He says if something is fully ripe, then maybe the halacha is different. But if you are prepared, you can't prepare an apple before Shabbos if it's still growing. He said he can't, and therefore it's going to be mukta. So Rabbi Yisai, whatever happens, if a person has got a heta of cutting something off the tree on Shabbos, it is true that for the chole it's mukta to do so. However, when it comes to mukta, it still remains mukta for others, and therefore it's not comparable to shechita. Your question, Rabbi Kagan, let me just check over here 1 second. Rabbi King asked a very valid question. Very, very good question. He said, we're learning now that there's a problem with regards to the fruit. What's the problem with regards to the fruit? I don't have a good answer, but I think the question itself is a beautiful question. So we're just going to discuss the question. I don't have a good answer. The question asked by Rabbi Kagan is that if you, the reason why the cut tree, the cut fruit, is also for the bori, the cut apple, the detached apple, what was detached now on Shabbos. The reason why it is also for well people is because of mukta. That's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Kagan asks, if that's the case, Why is that not the same? Why is it not applicable with regards to the earlier case in Seif Beis? We learned our Shoichel b'Shabbos l'choyle. If somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos for an ill person, so the halacha is that even the bori, never mind, the bori also, the well person, is allowed to have benefit from it. And the reason we said, why is it allowed to have benefit from it? Because you can't cut only, you can't shecht half a behemah. And since you have the heter to shecht the behemah, so therefore the whole behemah becomes mutter. So Rabbi Kagan asks, but that's fair, that's fine, that's a fair svara, but still, surely there's a problem because, according to what we're saying now, why is it not mukta? We know an animal is mukta. Any animal is mukta. So Rabbi Kagan says that surely the halach of mukta remains. And that doesn't apply with regards to an animal? Yeah, but also over here it's talking about before it being detached. The fruit is got vaholach. Yeah, the animal is also growing still, kicking the life before he was shechted. No, like the fruit you're talking about when it still was ripening before it was cut.
An animal is one single unit, whereas fruits are all grow on a single tree. So it might be that you're more likely, if you cut one apple, you're more likely to cut another apple, whereas an animal, which is a single unit, you won't necessarily shecht another one.
And therefore what?
The Chum might not have been worried that by shechting one animal, you're
going to
shech another animal. And
but there's not that.
Once you've got the meat.
But it's not really the gzeira that we were talking about. But you're making a new gzeira. Yeah.
It's all
what do you say? Yeah. You could. No, I don't. You can't really. No. You can't. You see, because it's not mechuba, so you can be mechina. But I don't think you can. The man said, I don't think you can. It's mukta, yeah. But I said, it's a good. I'm not sure what the answer is. It must be posh to answer, but I don't know. It's a very beautiful question. Very much. Very, very nice question. Yeah, very nice question. So, you know, mechina mi bodyoim. Perhaps. I'm not sure. I don't know. Perhaps. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, just to finish off with an interesting question of the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says Shagol Va'olech. We said that it is growing. It is growing. It's increasingly growing. The reason why is because it continues to grow. Loshna Mishulchan Aruch was Va'osel Abo Bishum the Gadol Va'olech B'Shabbes V'yesh Mishum Mukta V'yesh Mishum Mukta. Yeah. Yeah. So the Mishneh Berurah asked an interesting question. He said that surely it should be bottle be'ikah. It should be bottle be'ikah. The fact that it still grows, how much is growing already on Shabbos? How much is it growing on Shabbos? So surely you should say that it's bottle beroiv. And it's a bottle beroiv, you should say that it's mutter. That's Morgan Avraham's question. It's an interesting question, something to think about. Okay, guys, I apologize again for having a very, very brief shiur. I'm really sorry about that. Very short shiur tonight. Just to recap very briefly what we discussed. We learned, again, we discussed the difference between the Shoichet, Peshabbos Lechoyle, that here it's Mutter for everybody else. With regards to Bishel, it's also for everybody else besides the Choyle. And we explained the reason. We went through the fact that if a Goy cooks something, then it's also for others as well. Because cooking, you could have measured it, right? And we spoke about the scenario of Kotzatz Peiris Mila Mechuba on Shabbos that hates also because of Mukzah.